Bollywood.
Hi, Jeremy. It's Nadine. I missed your call. Sorry, I was in a quick meeting.
That's okay. I just want to let you know I called him.
They're
sitting at the customer service for refund payment.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be calling me later to deal with that or whatever. But yeah, it should be good.
Okay. Awesome. I sent you the email as well with everything that we had discussed. Now, here's how our process works, okay? So what we do is you and I create an account. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes tops. And then what we do is we schedule a client interview for you. Now, the client interview is where the magic is going to happen, okay? Because you're going to speak with one of our technicians about your Facebook ads, your website, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail with you. Typically, I like to schedule that client interview, if not the same day, by no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay? And of course, yeah. I like to schedule it at a time that's the most convenient for you. So you have about 10-15 minutes for us to set up the account?
Yeah, I'm just waiting
okay.
to know.
Okay. Buying me something to eat? No, I'm just late. I started this boot camp, so I'm trying to stay within my calorie intake. And let me tell you, I feel like I'm eating more with the new meal plan they gave me. I'm like, what? I feel like this is too much food, but I guess, I don't know. It's science, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so Jeremy, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Black, just like the color.
Okay. And then now the phone number that I have listed for the business is 910-987-9340. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and that's the best number for us to reach you at as well. Okay.
Yes.
And then now currently the company reads on your Google profile page as Quality Works Fencing ETC period LLC. Is that correct? That's how it should be reading. Okay.
Quality Works Fencing, et cetera, or Quality Works Fencing ETC LLC. ETC and LLC are all caps.
Yes. Got it. That's
yeah.
how I see it. Okay. And it might sound silly that I'm confirming this stuff, but I just want to make sure that everything's correct. Okay. Now, do you remember where you PIN verified the business, what address you used?
It was 706 State Blanco Court. Yeah, I run this from home, so I don't have a brick and mortar building.
Yeah. It's what they call a home office, which majority of businesses do operate from a home office, so no worry. Okay. Is that Cape Blanco Court, right?
Cape Blanco Court, yep.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good. Your address is hidden from there because we definitely don't want your address showing. Now, is that in Sneeds Ferry?
Sneeds Ferry, yes.
Okay. When did you retire from the Marines? Do you mind if I ask?
In May of last year.
Oh, really?
May of
wow.
last year.
Oh, so just recently. Okay.
Yeah.
Aw. Do you feel kind of lost after retiring? One of my cousins, he said, man, I feel like I want to go back. That's
no,
all he's done all his life.
No, I don't want to go back.
No?
No, it's a little weird driving on base, but other than that, no, it's...
Yeah.
I like it. I love it.
Aw. Okay, now, Jeremy, I sent you... Oh, wait.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Okay. So I did send you my contact information earlier. Now, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, that's why I send you my information, because I always like for you to have it just for your records. Okay?
Okay.
And then what I'm also going to send you is two more text messages. So the next text that you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. Now, anytime, Jeremy, you have an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So, in fact, we're 3 hours behind you. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Okay.
And then the next text that you're going to receive, and let me know once you get both of them, the next text is going to be a link to a YouTube video that's maybe about 6 minutes long. When you have time, I'd like you to take a look at the video. It's just going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it, okay? So I just sent those two. So once you receive them, let me know so I can confirm you got them both.
Yeah, I got them both.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I'm going to go through here. So do you want to also authorize anyone else on the account in case changes need to be made, like maybe your wife or anybody else, a secretary, in case you can't call in to make a change? Anyone else
is
authorized to make changes?
Yeah, one of my employees.
Okay.
Kimberly.
Kimberly. What's her
Kimberly,
last name?
Herbst, H-E-R-B-S-T.
H-E-R, D as in David, S as in Sam, T as in Tom?
No, H-E-R, B as in Bravo, S as in Sierra, T as in Tom.
Got it. Okay. And do you know what her phone number is?
Yes, her phone number is...
Uh-huh. 320-1899. Okay. So this way, if she ever calls in to make a change to the account, they'll just verify it's her by her phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yep.
For the billing, so today all you're paying is the $299 every month after. It's always going to be $299 for as long as you're with us. The price will never change. Now, I will walk you through a 90-second voice verification that'll outline the service agreement. It'll state in there that if you choose to cancel, we ask that you call 3 business days before the billing is due. So this way, you're not incurring that charge, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, Jeremy, if there's something you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me so this way I can review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process that payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. And then now the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in both. My name and it has a business name.
Okay. And your name on there only reads as Jeremy Black or is there like a middle initial?
It has, just Jeremy Black.
Okay. And the company name, is it just like Quality Works Fencing or is it the full name on it?
It is Quality Works Fencing, ETC. The LLC is not on it.
Okay, got it. Same billing address as well as your home address?
That's right.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa debit.
And what is the card number whenever you're ready?
4036-2301-0983-9509.
Expiration month and year?
0427.
And the CVV code on the back?
463.
I do want to put a security question here on your account with us. So you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
We can do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Brown, just like the color.
Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it currently reads on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business.
Okay. Quality Works Fencing, ETC, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeremy Black, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And Jeremy, you also authorized Kimberly Herbst to make any changes to the account in the event that you can't call in to make a change, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Jeremy, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, at times, we might call you with an update on your account. We know you're in the middle of a job. We just ask that you at least respond within 24 hours. Also, please be aware that once you start having more presence online, Jeremy, you might have someone calling you trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. How you can identify if it's us calling you, ask them, what is my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. Okay? So that's how you'll know. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 16th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. So this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Jeremy, your second payment will be charged on September 16th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I sent you by text, 877-635-6225, and you're going to hit prompt number one when you hear the recording. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you contact our client support team at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring that charge. So just remember, you would just have to call 3 business days before the 16th if you choose to pause or cancel. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to be processing the payment, and I want to schedule your client interview. Now, we do block out an hour. Like I mentioned, the client interview, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. How is your availability later on this afternoon? I'd like to see if we have anything available that might work for you. If not, then we can look at tomorrow's schedule. Do you think you have anything open for late afternoon or towards the evening?
It's probably better. Probably be better first thing tomorrow morning, like 8 o'clock.
Like 8 o'clock? Okay. Let me take a look to see what our earliest appointment is for tomorrow. Tomorrow, the earliest appointment I have is 10 to 11. I have like 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. These are all your time.
10 to 11 should be fine.
10 to 11? Okay, perfect. Awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Now, we're going to call you tomorrow from an 877 number between 10 and 11 o'clock. So just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason you're in the middle of something, you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and just let us know. Can you call me back? Call me back in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we'll call you right back. Okay. We'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up as well. And then we're just going to go over a few notes, okay? They're just basic notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from. So let me do this here. Let's see. Okay. Now, as far as the fencing, anything aside from that that you offer, aside from that service, do you want me to notate specific types of fences? Is it just
repairs? We do repairs, too. We do vinyl, aluminum, chain link, custom fences, wood fences, but primarily our specialty is custom wood fences, durable wood fences, and then we do repair. We also do staining.
Oh, okay.
Fence staining and deck staining.
Okay, so fence and deck staining.
Yep. Cleaning and staining, actually.
So fence and deck cleaning and staining. Okay. And just residential for now, or do you also want to be notated for commercial?
We've been notated for commercial. That'd be great.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put for both. Now, as far as like with the Facebook ads, you know, we can target as far as 50 miles. So how far do you want to target for the Facebook ads?
I would say within a,
You want to keep it within 30?
Yeah, let's stay within 30 miles of Speed City.
Okay. Now, if at any time, Jeremy, you want to change that, just let us know and we can change it, okay? And then I'm putting here that you have photos for the website that we're building. What about a business logo? Do you have one or do you need us to create one for you?
No, I have a business logo. And
beautiful.
I can get all that together, yeah.
Awesome. And then now the next thing I wanted to ask, so you know how currently it has your phone number listed there, right? We could, if you would like, it's just an option for you, but we could put a tracking number on it, okay, which would be linked to your phone number. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store that allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. You can even block spam calls. Would you be interested in the tracking number, or would you like to keep it just as your number?
So the tracking numbers, if they click on it to call me, it will call my phone, but that tracking number obviously feeds it through an app.
Yes. So in other words, like let's say the number is 123-456-7890, right? That's the number that they would see on your Google profile page. They're not going to see your physical phone number that they currently see on there, right? However, when they click on that number, it's going to ring to your phone, right? Now,
yes,
you're also, Yeah, and you're also going to have this app, right, that you'll download from the App Store. Now, that app, let's say you miss some calls. You can go to that app, and you can see the calls that you missed. You can see your messages. You could even go on there and block calls. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on 1 second. I think some other people will call me. I want to see if it's them so I can get my refund. Hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time. Uh-huh.